We've been speaking of streams. The song of the streams, the Shorim Kecholelim Kol Mayonai Boch, the singers and the either flutists or dancers, all my streams are in you or with you. This symbol of vibrancy, of life, of continuity, we have been speaking of for quite a while. We spoke of the concept yesterday of Ayin Tova, a good eye, literally. The idea that a person who is generous, a person who looks at things with a generous eye, is someone who is connected to the source, connected even actually sometimes for a stranger that you don't know, but the very fact that you're connected to something higher, something better, you want to give a fountain, that is Ayin Tova. And yes, although there were various parts of negativity in the Seder of Chukas that connect to the concept of disconnection, but we met and understood that Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe, who, all of them, their fate is sealed in Chukas, but we saw that they were all people who shared an Ayin Tova. This week is actually a double Sedra. It's Chukas and Bolok. So let's actually have a look to see how one could use the eye, so to speak, in a negative sense. Because that second Sedra, Parasha of Bolok, the Sedra of Bolok, is the polar opposite. Whilst he does comment on Ma Tovu Oholecha Yaakov, on how goodly are Israel's tents, and that's where there was no way to get through their defenses because they used an Ayin Tova in the form of tznius, of modesty, where they didn't look at each other's tents, and that's why all the entrances were not opposite each other. He, Bolok, and indeed Bilam, who is the, I guess, the chief antagonist of the Sedra, they are polar opposites of Ayin Tova. Bilam, the former advisor of Paroi, the Per Ra, the evil mouth, he uses his evil mouth and his evil eye to echo the idea that Paroi tried to propound of negativity, of seduction, of things which are of a negative nature. So much so that one of the things he even says about himself, Ne'uma Geber Shusum Ha'oyin, so says the man whose eye is closed off, closed, disconnected, inward-looking, cut off. And the Medroshim that talk about how he'd lost an eye through his curiosity, but it's all to do with the personal greed. And not only that, rather than the Pi Haba'er, the mouth of the well, we find the Pi Ha'osain, the mouth of the donkey, the she-donkey that Bilam owned and looked after, also fascinatingly created Bein HaShemoshes in that twilight zone, telling him a message, opening his mouth, her mouth, sorry, blind even to that. Bilam is blind to that because he's so inward looking. He's disconnected. He's only looking from the point of view of himself. Tzoras Ayin, Ayin Ra, as opposed to Ayin Tova. Now, his partner in crime is Bolok. Now, if you know your sources, interestingly enough, perhaps not so well known, is in these incantations, using his Per Ra, using his evil mouth, which he'd learnt very possibly, or at least was connected with Mitzrayim. We once spoke about the fact that the Gemara says that 10 amounts of witchcraft came down to the world. 9 of those 10 were taken by Mitzrayim. It's interesting that Bilam himself was the advisor of Paroi. He was the one who advised negatively against the Jewish people. And his partner in crime here is Bolok, who, this is the little known part, is seen as one of the greatest sorcerers himself. He knew the places to curse from. What he didn't know is what Bilam knew, which was the rega, the moment to say it. He rega baba, there's a moment every day that Hashem is, so to speak, angry, whatever exactly anger means, not in human terms. And at that point, he could curse. Now, there is a big debate. How can you curse somebody in a split second? There are a few answers. One of them is that if you start the curse at that time, then it can continue. Another one is the fact that he could actually say kalem, which means destroy them. Kalem. Right, and it would manage to take effect. So you have the two greatest mechashvim, which are sorcerers. The word kishuf itself, mechashef, says the Gemara, is makhishim pamalya shalmala. They weaken, so to speak, the heavenly hosts because they take people away from the real source. And who are the greatest mechashvim in terms of people after Mitzrayim? Again, if you know your sources, you'll know that it's Amalek. Amalek, the ones who cast doubt on everything, who cast doubt on the kesher, on the connection between people. They cast doubt on the concept of ahava, of love, the concept of yira, which is fear. It's all, and they say it's all nothing. It's all doubt. And they say it's all illusion. Balak and Bilam, say Chazal, says the Zohar, says many other places, they combine all those things. And they are, following from Mitzrayim, the successors to Mitzrayim, they are Amalek. And if you look at the words Bilam and Balak, and the Vilna Gaon talks about this, you have the word Bovel, which was the first of the exiles, of the four exiles, which takes people away from the land, which is disconnection. And look at the last two letters of each name. As you leave each name, you have Lamed Kuf of Balak, and you have an Ayin Mem of Bilam, which spells out Amalek. Bilam and Balak are the two who have this powerful, well, I'd call it an anti-message. What is this anti-message? Where does it come from? Well, Bilam, as we know, he's offered the world. He's offered, you know, we'll reward you. And Bilam says, you can give me gold and silver filling my house, but I cannot transgress anything that Hashem says. Now, interestingly enough, the Pasuk says something very strange. I can't transgress Hashem's word, la'asos katana oy gedola, to do something small or big. And I'm going to share with you a secret now, which I probably shouldn't. It's from one of my heroes, from Shimshon Ostropolye, Hashem Yimkon Domo. He was brutally murdered in the Chilmaniki massacres of 1648-49. He asks a question. If he says that I can't transgress Hashem's words, if it's katana, if it's small, well, obviously, a fortiori, you can't do a transgression of Hashem's word, which is large. So what does it mean? And he says something really deep. Now, fasten your seatbelts. Listen to this. He says, it's known that the word, the name of Hashem, the Yud Ke Vov Ke, the Shem Havaya, is a name of Rachamim, a name of mercy, a name of chesed, of giving, of continuity. As we've said, it's from the root Hoya. But there is a shortened form of that, which is a Yud and a He. That connotes din, gevura. That represents the strict justice side of things because it's actually boundaried. On the other hand, there's another two names which do the opposite. You have the name Kael, Kael Erech Apayim, Aleph and Lamed, which are seen as Midas HaChesed. It's used as a trait of kindness. As it says, Chesed Kael Kol Hayoim. But if you elongate that, we do know that there is the Midas Adin, the name of Midas Adin is Elokim, which is a longer form. And now listen to this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Hei Omid Beis, says, Vayosam Hashem Dovor Befi Bilam. Hashem placed a Dovor, a thing, a word in the mouth of Bilam. What is this thing, this Dovor? Rebbe Loza says, Malach. It's a Malach, so that he could speak. Rebbe Yonis said, Chake. It's a bit, like a bridle, to stop a person from speaking. Says Reb Shimshon, they're not arguing. They're actually saying one and the same thing from different angles. Listen to this. When Bilam wanted to curse the Jewish people, he obviously wanted to use the Midas HaDin, the concept of strict justice. So he tried with a Yud and a Hey, which, as we've explained, is the Midas HaDin. So then Hashem put a malach, according to Rebbe Loza, into his mouth, which elongated his speech because a malach was there to help him speak. And it forced him to add the words, the letters, vov and hey. Make it into yudke vovke, which is rachamim. And when he wanted to use the word elokim, which is din, which is justice, well, if I'm going to speak a long word, then Hashem put a bit in his mouth and he couldn't complete it. And it came out as kael, which is chesed. Amazing how you can hear the point of disconnection that Bilam has, that he tries to curse and, well, it's a blessing, it's a curse in disguise or a blessing in disguise, whichever way you want to look at it, all from the man who was disconnected, shasum ha'ayin, sosum. Remain connected and blessings will shower down upon you forever and ever. Matovu Oholev Yaakov, how lucky we are to be a part of this nation.